This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We're going to take a moment to talk about a form of pollution which does not get as much attention, let alone regulation. Light pollution. Some Michigan municipalities have passed ordinances aimed at reducing light pollution. Right now, the city of Ann Arbor is considering such an ordinance. Joining me now is Sally Uy. She's a professor at the University of Michigan's Department of Astronomy. She's an organizer of the Michigan Dark Skies Group and chair of the joint working group currently drafting a lighting ordinance for the city of Ann Arbor's consideration. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Lester.
All right. Why are you concerned about light pollution?
Well, there's several different reasons. In the first case, light pollution is, first of all, a waste of energy. Light is literally a form of energy, and right now we're trying to be conscious about saving energy and maintaining sustainability, and so wasting light is wasting energy. Second of all, there's also a problem with human health. It turns out that if you are exposed to a lot of unnecessary and unnatural light at night, then it affects your sleeping patterns, and that will be detrimental to your health. And thirdly, there's also a problem for the environment, because having an unnaturally bright environment at night is not a natural environment. And so this causes problems for wildlife and anything having to do with the ecosystem, basically.
I know former Governor Rick Snyder signed a resolution supporting the Detroit Audubon Society's Project Safe Passage Great Lakes, and it basically asks everyone to turn off their lights at 11 o'clock in the evening and keep them off until dawn during periods of bird migration in the spring and fall. Why isn't something like that enough?
Well, light pollution is something that takes place all year round, and so this is something that affects the environment all year round as well. Birds are only one of many species that are affected. I'm not a biologist, but we're only starting to uncover the tip of the iceberg, really, in terms of what the negative effects of light pollution are. There are many other species affected, fish, insects in particular, including pollinators. A lot of these are nocturnal pollinators that pollinate crops that are of economic importance. And so it's really a year-round problem.
You spend time studying the stars. How does light pollution affect our ability to see stars like the Milky Way and so on, for instance, in Ann Arbor?
Well, the Milky Way isn't visible in Ann Arbor. And one of the things that I find especially sad is when I have astronomy majors that I'm teaching, I do teach a course where I take astronomy students out to Kitt Peak in Arizona for a month, and it turns out that half of these students who are astronomy majors have never seen the Milky Way. So that's incredibly sad, and it's a statement about how connected we are to the universe and that we are more and more becoming more disconnected from the universe. We can't see the stars. We can only see maybe 150 or so stars in the sky in Ann Arbor, when in fact we should be able to see tens of thousands of stars. So this is a real problem. And in addition to that, one of the things that we in Michigan are especially privileged to have is the aurora borealis, which is the northern lights. That is something that also requires dark skies. A dark, moonless night is really the best for seeing the aurora borealis. And again, that is something that probably very few people, even in here in Ann Arbor, have seen, even though that is something that is seen regularly in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is not that far away.
So we've established that light pollution is a problem for many reasons. Let's get down to brass tacks. What can cities do to reduce light pollution?
Well, you mentioned that several municipalities are considering light pollution ordinances, and that is certainly one of the most effective things that we can start to do. This is important not just because we want to be able to have darker skies within the city itself, but even the surrounding communities are affected. So an area about 10 times larger than the area of the city itself that is producing the pollution is affected. And so having an ordinance would be especially useful.
I guess what I'm getting to is, what would the ordinance require? How do we reduce light pollution?
Right. So the ordinance that we are drafting for Ann Arbor would limit the amount of light trespass that's allowed at the property line. So we don't want to have any light that is leaking over the property line, basically. In addition to that, we want all the fixtures to be fully shielded so that light is not emitted above a horizontal plane. We also want to have a curfew so that lights are not on when they're not needed by the vast majority of people. There are also suggested limits to the brightnesses on facades and canopy lighting at gas stations and so forth, and parking lot lighting. And then finally, we also want to specify the color of the lights, that they not be too white and blue. So it turns out—
Well, there goes LED lights, at least the ones that are being used right now.
The ones that are being used right now, but technology is improving, and the LED companies are aware that blue lighting is not as beneficial as redder and yellower lighting. So we're trying to promote warm color temperatures that are yellowish or redder in color. Those are less impactful.
How much is light pollution reduction going to cost city, businesses, homeowners? I mean, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of add-ons to any exterior light.
Well, ultimately, it should be a savings because we are going to be saving energy, and therefore our energy bills should go down. And furthermore, in the ordinance, as the way it's written now, is that any existing lighting is still permitted to be the way that it is.
Oh, it's grandfathered in then.
That's right.
Will a light pollution ordinance, though, mean less street light for walking and for sidewalks? I mean, people feel really safe when it's really well lit.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about less of that?
Not necessarily. Again, light pollution is light that is not used and not needed. So if you are illuminating the sidewalk, then that is light that is being used. So anything where you feel that there is a need to have light, that does not correspond to pollution. Now, that said, you know, there is a factor regarding safety that apparently many studies have shown that there is no real correlation between crime and lighting. So people do feel a lot safer when there's higher levels of illumination, but there are no consensus among the people who have studied this over decades of studies that there is actually an enhancement in safety when lighting increases.
When Detroit put its new LED lights in a few years ago, and I was covering Detroit at the time, you could not convince the neighbors that that was not a bad thing because we were spacing out the lights farther, even though they were brighter. They really felt like they were going to be victims of the darkness.
Well, again, you know, communities need to decide what they want to do about this. In Ann Arbor, we are a very data-driven community, and so people can be presented with the studies that show that there is no real correlation between lighting and crime. But again, if people decide that they need to have lighting, then we will have lighting, and it won't be considered pollution. Another thing that people can do with the lighting is make sure, once again, that it is fully shielded and that light does not go up into the sky, that the streetlights have the warm color temperature and so forth.
I read that Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Maine are the only states east of the Mississippi River where there are dark sky areas. Does that mean Michigan's doing pretty well already?
Well, we're in a position where I guess I would say that we're in a very privileged position. We are in a position where we can actually protect the night sky resources that we have. And indeed, we have the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and some areas of northern Michigan that are still in a pristine state, one that corresponds to the actual natural environment. And that is one of the main reasons why Michigan is one of the best places in the world to see the northern lights.
How many cities are really taking ordinances like this one that you're introducing in Ann Arbor seriously?
Well, quite a few cities out west have ordinances, meaning west of the Rockies and out in California and so forth. Back here, back east, it's not as well known. We don't have as many large parks and public land areas that are still in their natural state. So it's not as well known, but there are a few municipalities, for example, Northampton, Massachusetts, and there are several communities in Pennsylvania. Duluth is also another community. So it is gaining more and more recognition.
So what would your vision for Michigan and the effort to reduce light pollution look like? Ultimately, what do you want to see?
Well, ultimately, we would hope that all cities in Michigan would have a lighting ordinance, and we would hope that all citizens become aware of wasting light. It's just like the energy crisis back in the 70s when people realized that they maybe should drive a little less, maybe turn down the heat a little bit, not use as much energy, or perhaps considering water conservation in other areas where we know that water is very expensive and very precious. You wouldn't leave the faucet running, so why would you leave the lights on, kind of thing. So awareness is really what this is all about. If people would be more aware and more cognizant that the lights that they're just turning on outside may not necessarily be serving the purpose that they intended, they could look a little bit more carefully and make sure their lights are shielded and really doing what they want them to do and not be on when they're not being used.
So what can I do at home? What should I be doing at home? Or if I have a small business?
Well, there are actually some very simple things that any person can do. Number one, light only what is needed. Number two, light no more than what is needed. Number three, light only when needed. And number four, light no bluer than needed.
You know, I've got Christmas light plans this year. It's going to be tough to deal with that, right? I mean...
Well, the ordinance allows for that. We recognize that people want their Christmas lights. And so we have, an exception for Christmas lights. Hopefully they won't be on all year round. But hopefully they might be used in some moderation, but we do want to have a festive season.
Sally Uy is working with the City of Ann Arbor on an ordinance to reduce light pollution. She's also a professor at the University of Michigan Department of Astronomy and an organizer with the Michigan Dark Skies Group in Ann Arbor. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.